1. Peleliu, Caroline Islands, Pacific Ocean, September 15, 1944, 0832 hours. Destruction is near for the Empire. The morning heat is so unbearable that Corporal Lewis Kenneth Bossell, USMC, has trouble breathing. He is huddled inside an amphibious landing vehicle with a dozen other Marines of the 1st Battalion, headed for the section of Japanese-held beach codenamed Orange 1. Even this early in the morning, the temperature hovers at 100 degrees. The Americans are sweating profusely as their armored craft brings them ever closer to the sand. But heat is not the only factor. Some of the perspiration is from nerves. These Marines understand that they may soon die or be maimed for life, and few will ever know what happened to them. Unlike in the much more publicized war in Europe, where reporters like Ernie Pyle and Edward R. Murrow are making names for themselves by covering every aspect of the fighting, there are no journalists or photographers hitting this remote beach today. The crucial upcoming battle against the Japanese will be waged in near anonymity. Peleliu is important because of its airstrip, a hard-surfaced field capable of launching long-range fighter bombers. The island is just 6 miles long and 2 miles wide, but the terrain is exceptionally rugged, a film of thin soil laid atop coral and limestone. 1,000 yards off the beach rise the jungle-covered Umurbrugal Ridges, a series of low, jagged peaks forming the island's spine. The Japanese have long coveted tiny, remote Peleliu, first taking possession of the empty island in 1914. For 2 decades, it remained basically unused, but with the war came renewed awareness of its tactical importance. Since this past summer, knowing that the Americans would soon attack, the Japanese have labored to transform Peleliu into a fortress. Most American Marines could not care less about the history of Peleliu. Each man approaches the coming battle in his own way. Some smoke to calm their fears, some vomit onto the steel deck, and others worry about wetting their pants. But there is one belief that every man shares. No matter what happens when they hit the beach, surrendering to the enemy will not be an option.